What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football.
Yo, back at it once again. This time we are talking about the conference, divisional achievement. And I'm also just going to throw in kind of what I think around the league. Obviously, the Super Bowl's coming up soon, and we got two more episodes. We're going to be gone for a while. Once the Super Bowl's over, we're probably going to come back around free agency, talk about that, get some guys on, have, you know, a nice discussion of what we think, like the contracts, break the contracts down. If you don't know me, I know cap space. I know cap space well. And, you know, kind of looking at it right now, I really haven't looked too much. There hasn't been really anything. There hasn't been anything in about a month and a half. There's no point in signing anybody. Coaches obviously do not go against the salary cap. However, we will talk about the coaching hirings right now. I really like every coach that's gone down, honestly, in this head coaching hire. Let's see, NFL head coach. And, you know, I think the best one's Vrabel. It just makes sense. It honestly should have happened last year. However, it didn't. So, I mean, that's the way it goes. Obviously, Ben Johnson goes to Chicago. I think that's a great fit. It's a great job to have. Top 10 pick, number one overall quarterback. And then, obviously, you could have Keenan Allen back, but you still got Adunze and Moore on the side. I think Ben Johnson's a great fit for Chicago. I think how the media's handling this is a little bit different. They're trying to make him seem like he's super cocky, in a sense. I don't think Ben Johnson's coming here cocky. I'm seeing all these clips of, it's great to be Matt LaFleur twice a year. And, you know, I'm seeing the Caleb Williams, like, prank call thing. And the quotes he's saying, and I don't remember all of them, but, you know, twice the year, and I want to be in the division. They're making it seem cocky. I don't know if it's cocky. I haven't watched the press conference, but it almost feels like a little bit of stuff seemed taken out of context, in a sense. But this could end very bad for Ben Johnson, but I think he has a great job. I love the confidence and the sense of going in here. Again, I just think the media is going to make him look a lot worse when this stuff happens. New York Jets, Aaron Glenn. Makes sense. I mean, he wants to be there. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and play for Aaron Glenn. It makes sense. Also, when you look at this NFL draft from a standpoint, there's nothing really there at quarterback. There is. There's two quarterbacks worth a top 10 pick, 100%. And there's nothing after that. Milrow will end up going a little bit earlier than people think. Like the Jets, sneaky seven. I don't think it happens, but who knows. But the Patriots makes all the sense in the world. With Vrabel, I already talked about them. Let's see, who else is there? I think New Orleans ends up getting Mike McCarthy. I think Dallas should have kept him. Obviously, they did not. So, that's the way it's going to go. I think that's all we got. One thing I don't like was... Who was it? The Tennessee Titans coming out and saying today, it happened today, they're going to take a generational talent at one, and that moves Travis Hunter's odds from 1500 to 150. They're taking a quarterback. Like, they're taking a quarterback, and, you know, I think it's a great bait, in a sense of, you know, valuing either one other team's draft picks or their draft pick, in a sense of maybe forcing a team to get in more capital. No one's really said anything about them taking a quarterback. You realize that, right? Like, no one said anything. Like, oh, they're automatically not taking a quarterback. And then suddenly the odds go up. It's for the betting. It's not going to happen. I still think they go Cam Ward at one. Because you got to think about it. Tennessee is going to be a Washington-caliber team next year. They take Cam Ward. The coach and the GM get their quarterback. And they have a pretty solid roster in Tennessee. And I think the coaching staff can get it done once Brian Callahan gets his coach. And they're going to get their guy at one. They're going to get their guy, and it's going to end up being a quarterback. I won't get too much in the draft, but this episode is probably going to be less than 15 minutes. Didn't bring anybody on. Again, just the way it fell, the weather, and geez, all this stuff. I think the conference – well, this is the conference. Super Bowl, I will get people on. Like, don't y'all worry about that. I'm talking about the divisional from a football standpoint. At some point, in this, you know, Texans Chiefs game, we have to talk about the poor play from the Texans. I mean, poor play. Texans are not a good football team. And, you know, the Mahomes gets bailed out narrative. Hell no. Travis Kelce was about two-thirds of the Chiefs receiving yards, and you lost? You scored 12 points. You scored 12 points. You missed two field goals and an extra point. Two field goals and an extra point. That gives you what? Statistically, 7 more points, and they had that safety? Come on, guys. Don't complain. Complain about the damn kicker. I mean, jeez. They got their cute little backdoor cover, but other than that, not impressed with the Texans. I'm still impressed with the Chiefs. I mean, you have to be impressed. 16-1 on the year. Undefeated at home. That's impressive. That's impressive. Washington and Detroit. You know, just Goff didn't have it. The day they needed, they didn't have it. Also, the defense didn't have it. 38 points. I don't care if he threw a pick six. 38 points. Let's see. He throws a pick six when it's 17-14. Doesn't really, the pick six is a completely different game. But at the same time, where's the defense? I mean, the third quarter, yeah, it stepped up. It was 31-28. When you needed it most, the offense and the defense did not show out. 31-28 was the score. Boom, fell apart in the fourth quarter just like that. Unbelievable. At home, off rest. Off rest. That week 18 game, was week 17, week 18, whatever it was, week 18 game was the worst possible scenario for both teams, and no one's talking about that. Like I said, whoever lost that game was going to lose the first round. I told you the Rams were going to win that first round game, and that's what happened. It happened in Detroit too. Eagles-Rams. Saquon's just unbelievable, and Stafford's still a really good quarterback. If the snow didn't happen, does this game happen differently? Who knows? Most likely. Puka Nacua still did well statistically. He just didn't feel like he was making an impact. Cooper Kupp, do not draft Cooper Kupp next year. I'm not picking him next year. The Rams had that safety. I think they fumbled. They had a lot of momentum. Also, the one play where they had, I think they had a three and out before the snow came in. It was either start of the third quarter or midway through. They had to get a drive. Like, even the announcer, like, the snow is coming. You have to get a drive, and the Rams didn't get a drive. Ran the ball efficiently besides one fumble that killed him. Obviously, Stafford lost a fumble too. Through the air and statistically, he looked good. Kind of a little bit stat padding at the end, but it mattered at the end. Just didn't get on the 3rd and 10. And Jalen Carter is a problem. We'll talk about him leading in the preview. Man, I don't think Hurts is going to get it. I just don't think Hurts has it. In a sense of just throwing the ball. And I know the snow wasn't there, but it just was not there. And he had that touchdown early on. That's great. That's a great play by a good quarterback. He's the fourth best quarterback left in these playoffs. He is. And it's the way it's going to be. And he was the eighth best quarterback this week. I don't think, maybe he was better than C.J. Stroud. Maybe I would take Jalen Hurts over C.J. Stroud. But I'm not taking him over Jared Goff. I don't think Jalen Hurts would be better in that offense because they would have gotten a guy in Detroit if they thought he was better. And I don't – obviously, he's not better than Lamar. He's not better than Josh Allen, J.D., Mahomes. He's at the highest sixth best quarterback this week. And at some point, he's going to get you. And at some point, like with the Washington Redskins, it's going to get them too. Redskins are – let's see. They're underdogs by 6. See the weather. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be great weather for this game. I just think in this game, you know, the -6 is cute. I think Washington covers. And also, I think I went undefeated on picks last week. I think I got Chiefs at -8.5. And I said Washington, Rams, and Bills. Yeah. So I went undefeated on picks last week. So, hey, look at that. Just looking at this Eagles-Commanders games, I think Washington covers the +6. I think just Philly wins outright. I also think the game goes over. The luck runs out at some point. It just does. It's the NFL. And I think Washington covering is a great bet. And obviously, I don't think the spread should be 6, but it is. I don't think we're getting a healthy Bobby Wagner. And obviously, you can say, oh, every guy's banged up. It's the conference championship. We're not getting a healthy Bobby Wagner. And, you know, at first, I was going to pick the Redskins to win this week until I got a couple notifications. One, Sam Cassidy was out, the right guard for Washington. That's going to be the biggest loss, and the biggest thing we're going to be talking about on Monday is the fact that Sam Cassidy was out, and that could have changed the game. Because in a sense, Jalen Carter is going to be the MVP of this game behind Saquon Barkley. I don't think Washington can stop Saquon Barkley. And the thing is, if you can't stop the run in Philadelphia, you're not going to be able to stop the pass. In a sense, because Saquon is that damn good. I got the Eagles to win. I got Washington to cover. I got the total to go over. It's going to be a great game. I love how this is the divisional matchup we're going to see in the conference championship. You rarely get these nowadays. I just think the Eagles win. The luck runs out at some point. It does. And I think Jaden Daniels is a great player, and there's a ton of cap space in Washington. It's an excellent future. Guys are going to want to go there. New stadium, new ownership, great head coach, great coaching staff, all of that. I think Cliff Kingsbury, however, leaves in the offseason because he's done such a great job. I think Jaden Daniels has been incredible. I think all these guys have done a great job in Washington. At some point, it comes to an end. And, you know, at some point, it's got to come to an end for Kansas City. You know, it's always a great game. Bills in Kansas City. It does numbers every time on the ratings. It does, like, everybody loves it. This is what you want every single time. And for some reason, we always get this game every single year, no matter what. You never bet against Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs have, they're probably their biggest weakness is their receiving room. And the receiving room is still damn better than half the teams in the NFL. You got the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes. No matter what, every single time, he's the best quarterback in the league. It hasn't been his year. And, you know, Buffalo played a high-emotion, high-game last week against Baltimore. I just don't think you lose to the team four times. And that's the most Buffalo way to lose to the Chiefs is four times. And, you know, Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, man, at this point, who cares? I think the Bills win. And my reasoning is nothing. I just think they win. Again, flat out, give me the money line. Don't take the points. I think that game goes over as well. At some point, it runs out for the Chiefs. And I think people are going to say they got exposed. But then at the same time, on Monday, they're going to be saying the Chiefs are the Chiefs and we'll never get away from them. But however, I will say this, and I'm going to end on this. And this is a 12-minute episode, and I really thank you for listening. If you've not followed us on Instagram, at Alex Bach, or no, not Alex Bach, it's my own Instagram, at Bach Fantasy Talk, I highly recommend you. But I'm going to end with this and cut it out, and then I'm going to post this episode. Patrick Mahomes, if he wins the Super Bowl and wins more Super Bowls than Brady, will never, ever be the GOAT.